Thank you, Robert. And thank you to everybody in service today. Again, my name's Kate. I am a very, very grateful alcoholic in North Carolina. And today, August 5th, is my 2 year sobriety, and it is a beautiful thing. Like I honestly, if you had told me 2 years ago that I would be here, I would not have believed you. My simple reminder today is a coin that I got from my sponsor last year, and it is, I am not who I was, but who I choose to be. One day at a time, I step forward into the light. The past shaped me, but it does not define me. And you know what? Yes, I am an alcoholic. I have a very sick brain, a very sick brain, and I have done a lot of things that I am not proud of. I have done a lot of things that I am not proud of. Does that make me a bad person? No, it makes me a sick person. Just to kind of go back a little bit, my first drink, I was 12 years old. And yes, I got drunk and I thought it was fun. But it years later, it wasn't so much fun anymore. I was your typical teenager in the early 2000s, skipping school, going out to drink, hanging out with friends all night, hiding it from my parents, hiding it from my siblings. And then, one day I stopped hiding it. It became an everyday thing. And yeah, everybody knew I drank. We'd have bonfires and we'd have get-togethers. Somebody would pass away, somebody would get married, a baby would be born. And you know what? Alcohol was always a part of it. And if there was alcohol, there was Kate. All the way up until I got into AA and started working my steps, I was a very fearful person. I was afraid of everything. I was afraid of being left behind. I was afraid of storms. I was afraid of tomorrow. I was afraid of today, yesterday. I tried controlling everything around me because of that fear and because of my pride and my ego, thinking that I could make everything better. I could fix everything. I could help everybody, but it was about me. It really wasn't about anybody else. I have been in probably four different rehabs for dual diagnosis, severe depression, suicidal ideation, suicidal tendencies, alcoholism, and drug use. I have PTSD, anxiety, and all the board, but I'm still Kate. And I am a better Kate today because of this home group right here, all these wonderful, beautiful faces that you see on the screen. And also because of a higher power that growing up, I never believed in. I was around it. I was around church. I was around folks that, would talk about God, some that wouldn't, completely denied the existence. I didn't know what it was. I know that growing up, I did pray. I did want more. I did want a better life, but I didn't have the tools to do it. When I became an adult, I didn't have a license. I didn't have an education. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a home. I really had nothing as an adult. And I always blamed it on everybody else. I blamed it on God. I blamed it on my parents, on my siblings, on my past experiences, on my trauma. I blamed it on everything else. I never took responsibility for any of it. And it just continued to pile on and pile on until I broke. I broke. And for me, that last day was a very scary day, but it was also a very liberating day. Because yeah, I mean, I was way over the legal limit. I overdosed and I drank until, they had to resuscitate me. I knew what I was doing in that moment, though. I mean, who else drinks a bunch of beer, drinks a bottle of Jack Daniels, takes a bunch of pills, and then calls 911 and says, "You better get over here." I may have blacked out, but obviously there was something else at work. I got into that hospital that final time and I was so angry. I was so angry, cussing out the staff, blaming them for why I couldn't get home and go to work, thinking that my wife was going to hate me forever. By the way, she doesn't. She still loves me. She's put up with me. And she's someone I make a living amends to every day. Her, my daughter, my family, the people that have still supported my crazy, crazy self. But there was a lot of work that I had to do to get here. There was a lot of work to get to this 2-year mark, and there's still a lot more to come. And I did. I came into this room particularly, and Scott was the speaker. It was a Tuesday daily reflection, and I met so many different people that are still coming into this room, my sponsors in this room. My sponsor has seen the good, the bad, the ugly, the snotty nose tears running down my face. She has seen it all. And so have a lot of the folks in here, like Nikki and Juliana. There's so many people that have contributed to where I am today, but I still had to put in the work. Everybody gave me suggestions, told me you can do this, you can do that. I had all the different AA phrases that we love to use. And it took me a while to understand what those were and what they meant. Coming to terms with step one was so freeing because I am powerless. I'm powerless over alcohol, yes, but I'm also powerless over other people. I'm powerless over people, places, things, alcohol, the sun, the sky. I'm powerless over everything. I am not the one in control. And like I said, I didn't have an education. I didn't have a car. I didn't have anything the whole time. And I felt like it was just, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. But my life was so unmanageable. And it really was. I was angry all the time. I was drinking from sun up until sundown, waking up in the middle of the night and taking a drink before going back to bed. I was drinking in the shower so nobody could see it. I had bottles hidden in the different places we lived, so nobody knew how much I was actually drinking. At one point, I was drinking while I was working. And that's dangerous no matter what job you have. It was so unmanageable. But, there's always a way. And when I came into here, I realized what that way out was, what it really was. It takes a lot of work, but you have to admit that you have a problem. You have to understand that being an alcoholic doesn't mean that you're a crazy broken person that can't live a normal life. I thought I couldn't live a normal life. My life has totally changed. Today, I have my family is still here. They support me in ways now that I never thought were possible. I have a relationship with my mom that I never had before. She's been here for a month and a half, and we haven't driven each other crazy yet. We have a relationship. It's not just a situation. It's not just a, this is my mom. This is a person I can confide in. Again, she was also on my resentments. She was on my amends. She's someone that I'm making a living amends to because she deserves to see her daughter at the best she can be. And she doesn't deserve to be blamed for my actions. She's had her own life, her own trauma, and today I can see that. It's so crazy to think about all the things that have happened and changed in these last 2 years. My son came down in November at 13 years old, and he hadn't seen me since he was 10 months old. He didn't even remember me. He had no idea who I was, thrown into this crazy world. And I was so excited. And there was a lot of things that I didn't know about him. But we did what we could. And I got to spend 9 amazing months with my son before he had to go back to his dad's. And the circumstances around it are completely crazy. And old me would have blamed myself. I would have thought that I was a failure, that I failed him. But Kate in AA knows that I am not in control. I can't fix everybody. I can't do everything. I can support him and I can love him. But there are some things that are out of my control that I can't handle. And it doesn't make me a failure. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not have all the answers. It's okay to cry and feel like the world's falling apart. The thing you got to do is get back up. Tomorrow's a new day. I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But now, when I have those hard times, I have my higher power, which I call God. I rely on him. I don't just speak about him like he's a friend from the past. Every minute of the day, my higher power is with me. I talk to him all the time. I work my program. I went through the steps. I had some crazy stuff that I thought I would never let go of. But I mean, those are things that are in the past. What am I doing holding on to all this baggage and acting like it's with me right now? It's not. The things that happen at work, it's work. It's life. People live their own lives and things happen. I mean, all my bosses got fired the other day. Woo, that was crazy. But you know what? That happened to them. It didn't happen to me. And even if for some reason they were to call me right now and say you're fired, guess what? There's another job somewhere. I don't care. God has a plan, not me. I'm a passenger walking along with him. I definitely wouldn't have said any of that 2 years ago. I wouldn't have felt that way 2 years ago. But like I said, it's different now. There are times when I will be so stressed out and just realizing like this is not normal for you, Kate. I don't like people, but what do I do today? I reach out to somebody in AA. I talk to my wife, which I wouldn't have done before. But I know how to express myself, and it's because I worked the steps. It's because I got into the book with my sponsor, with a sponsor, not just by myself, because I can't do it by myself. I tried that. That didn't work. I had to have help. And that's something that's totally different, too. And it may not feel like it to newcomers today, like in this moment, but it is okay to ask for help. Did you know that? It is okay to ask for help. That blew my mind. It actually works. When you say, hey, I need your help, people respond. People respond. They care about you. You may not feel like they do, but they do. People care about you. Whether you're day one or you're coming back on a relapse, or you don't even want to admit that you're an alcoholic right now, we care about you. You showed up in this room with all of us. We are all on the bozo bus together. Me, I tend to wear a helmet because, I'm just too clumsy for the rest. But there are so many beautiful and wonderful things that have happened. And it's not all things that happen because of every day is happy, glorious, and beautiful. I mean, there are beautiful things that have happened even in the bad things. I've dealt with loss. I've switched from job to job. I've had huge arguments with family. There have been so many trying times in the last 2 years. But I worked the program. I do what people have suggested. I reach out. I pray. I go to meetings. Yes, I go to meetings, even when I'm at work. I know there's a few that are on here right now that are at work listening. It works. Just even thinking about somebody from AA when I'm having a stressful time at work helps. And I know a lot of folks know it that we have Scott. Whenever I see a cardinal, instantly Scott pops into my head and I smile and I remember, today's okay. It's just the little things. It doesn't have to be hard. There are times where I'm just like, let me go to bed. Let me go to sleep and just forget about it. But that doesn't work either. I used to be a person that had a mask on. And I had this big, bulky armor on, thinking that I needed to shield myself from everything. I didn't want to feel. I wanted to drink to numb it all away. I wanted to use drugs to numb it all away so I didn't have to deal with any of it. And that wasn't healthy either. I don't want to bottle stuff inside. I don't need to have a mask on. I don't need to carry around this big, bulky armor. My higher power is my armor, and that's good enough for me. I can feel my feelings, whether it's being angry, whether I'm crying, depressed, sad, whatever it is. I can feel my feelings, experience them, acknowledge what caused them, and let it go because, I mean, whatever will be, will be. Nothing to me is more important than keeping my sobriety, my peace, and my hope. Without my sobriety, everything that I have is gone. And I can't have my sobriety if I'm not taking care of me. So you have to do this your way. I mean, you can't do it Kate's way, can't do it Robert's way or Nick's way. Can't karaoke it away. Like, I mean, we're fun joking, and we may actually do that one time, but karaoke's not going to fix it. You have to get into the problem. You got to find out what is the problem. And for me, it was 100% me. I was my own problem. I was in my own way. But, you know, there's all these beautiful people in this room that have shared with me their stories, their experience, what worked for them. And now I have this giant tool shed, all these different things that I can use to help me through the hard times, the good times, help me celebrate things without feeling like I have to have a drink. I mean, I can be happy and let that be enough. I think one of my favorite things, well, I can't say favorite, one of the things that make me smile the most now is when I see somebody else come in the room, whether it's their first time or they're in for a week or they're coming back on a relapse, and being able to be like, hey, you're here and we love you. You're stuck with us. Like Cage saying he's gonna get the gorilla glue and glue your butt to the seat. He's got plenty of it. He'll help. Cage will help 100%. That stuff works. And the one thing I did in the beginning,
Jimmy, that's Kate.
the most, thanks, Mary. The one thing I did in the beginning the most was say the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity. Every day, every time I was a little off kilter, a little too much into Kate. And now, sometimes it just happens. Like, I don't even get through the whole thing before I'm just like, oh man, Kate, you can't change this. You can't do that. What are you doing? Like, I have full conversations with myself and my higher power at the same time. Like, what is wrong with you? Why are you trying to change this? Why are you trying to control this person? Who are you to think that you can do better than they can? I can't. All I can be is me. And that's enough. That's more than enough. I never believed that before. I can look in the mirror and I can smile and love who I am, just the way that I am. I don't have to change everything at once. I don't have to fix everything and fix everybody else. I don't have to hide and be afraid. I have faith that today, tomorrow, it's going to be okay. It really will. And I didn't have that before. It's beautiful. It's that pink fluffy cloud you hear about. It's that Rule 62, you know? We are not a glum lot. It's rough in the beginning, but stay with us. Stay with us. It gets so much better. Even in the hard times, there is a solution and it does get better. Just come back tomorrow and come see us again. I love you guys. Thank you, Robert.
Oh, Kate, I love you and I loved everything you said. And as much as I wish I could share, it is not my time to share. I would like to now call on newcomers with less than 90 days to share with us. Let us know how you can relate and how we can support you in your journey. We allow each share.